the adventures of Lonnie, the Brotherhood of Steel Scribe, Clark, the veteran mercenary, the Gearhead Racer, and Hazel, the traveling scholar. This is Rat Rules, a Fallout tabletop RPG.
Oh boy, Pep, you almost got away with that one. Can't believe it. Can't believe it for a minute. So, you got your big armor now. When are we going drinking again?
Well, you know, we're a little busy. We've got a lot on our plates, and we might have to curb the partying for a little while. I hate to say it, but we might have to actually start doing stuff, guys.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been doing a lot.
I've been busy.
I feel like I've been doing way too much. I
woke up in a sewer.
That's not a good look. See? Yeah. I for one, would like to wake up in a bed.
Wow, that sounds like a great idea. Maybe we can figure out how to do that. So, Snip?
Oh, yeah.
Hazel. You said you have a room we can, crash with you, right? You have a room at a hotel or something? You mentioned it.
Yeah. I've got a penthouse suite at the Hotel Rexford. That's where I got my penthouse suite up there. Doctor's orders. I gotta kind of lay up my leg a little bit. I can't be put a bunch of weight on it. So.
Okay. So.
You know, if one of you could like carry me, that would be like.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Have any clothes?
Gently.
Bride style or fireman style?
Oh, absolutely fireman style.
Oh, Pep, anything for you, Pep. I do any. I think bride style would be great. That'll give me some nice back support.
I can get
one foot out. That would be fantastic.
All right, we could do that for you, Snick.
Now, Snick, you don't have any coins, right? So how did you end up in a penthouse suite?
I have you know that I'm a very well-respected member of the community. I happen to, I got booked for a special show, where we were going to be, Jolly Pirate and the Five Horn Dogs. But aside from that, we were going to be Jolly Pirate and the Five Horn Dogs, yeah, but then there was only four of us.
Yeah, apparently you can... Things happened while you were gone, Clark. We'll explain later.
Okay. You were the fifth dog of the Hornpocalypse, I think. I don't know, still not clear. Hey, do we have that the fan boat? Is our ride still here? Are we gonna have to hoof it? Pep, we might have to do repairs.
Yeah, well, I thought they were working on the boat while we were doing this other stuff. But yeah, we can fix up the fan boat.
Yeah, I think Jorma was trying to fix it with some elastotape and twigs.
Sheet metal.
Kind of looked like sheet metal.
We
can do something.
So are you all going to the fan boat?
Yeah, because we're going to need it soon and later. So, yeah.
Does the whole group want to go to Snick's apartment, Snick's penthouse, and we'll rest there and then regroup to what's next? That is it back like in the city?
The hope that the fan boat can actually get us directly to like a close by dock. So
yeah.
We'll be taking
the Brotherhood complex is separate from the city. It's kind of like across, there's like a body of water in between there, so that you can see the city from where you are, but there is no like bridge to the Brotherhood complex, I guess.
You would have to see it on the map.
Yeah, there it's on the map now, of where exactly that would be.
So we have to take the airboat back. Okay. So let's take the airboat back and then we'll figure it out when we get back to the city.
Great.
To his apartment, I guess.
Yeah.
So you all arrive back at the airboat, and you know, Snick is just all cuddled up in Pep's arms, and he's like, you know, shining his thumb on the side of the armor to see, you know, his face better or whatever he does. When you arrive, you see that the fanboat has not been worked on at all, and there's no sign of Jorma whatsoever.
Well, that's not encouraging.
Are there any Brother to Steel guys guarding the boat or hanging out by the boat?
You see two initiates actually like down the beach, down, not necessarily, it's not like a beach, but you know, down like the waterfront, and they're throwing a football back and forth.
Let me ask the initiates what's going on if you all want to assess the situation over here at the boat.
Pep, sounds like a job for you.
Yep. All right. Let me just take a look at what kind of repairs are needed and what kind of garbage is nearby we can use to repair it with.
I'll help you with that.
If it's okay, I'd like to speak with the initiates first, just in case I can order them around.
Oh, all right. Go be a nightmare.
Right. He's really abusing this promotion already.
Yeah. Yes, that sounds good.
Used it on me, Jesus.
You hear the initiates being like, "Oh, bro, that's a nice spiral. Oh, bro, give me that better. Oh, that's a better holy shit, that's a better spiral. How do you hold it like that?"
Initiates.
Oh, night, Lonnie. What's up? Sir?
Hey Bear is the surname there. Anyway.
Hey Bear, what's up, sir?
That fan boat down near the dock down there. You seen the pilot anywhere?
Are you talking about that super mutant? Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, we saw him on the beach, and we like totally just like we're like, "Dude, why are you on my beach?" And he just like yelled at us really quickly and fastly and just like got in the water and started swimming, and we were like, "Dude, you don't swim in that." I mean, I wouldn't swim in that, dude.
Is the water nearby?
Yeah, they're like waterfront. You know,
okay. I want to get ankle deep in the water like this.
Okay. And they're like, "Holy shit, bro, you don't do that. This isn't initiation anymore. Like, we don't."
No. It's just like
they're just like aghast, and they're like, "Can you catch a spiral in there?"
You know what? If your throw's pretty good, I might be able to. I'll catch one pass. I'll catch one pass for your help.
Oh, bro. Holy crap. We get to spiral it out with the knight. Oh, man. This is going to be great. The other one, the one with the football, kind of walks back a little bit and takes it and looks at you. And chucks the football at you. It's not a very good spiral, unfortunately. And so would you please roll for me agility plus throwing difficulty 1.
All right. My agility's 5. My throwing is 1. Hey, I got 1 success. That's 6.
There you go. So you see that spiral coming and you just like reach out and catch it and you like grab it. Like, what do you have, like a flourish that you're doing in this like social game?
I think what I'm gonna have to do is the throw is a little bit off, so I'll probably have to like run maybe 3-4 paces over to the right and just like arm out as far as I can and just sort of wrangle this thing back in. So it's a little high, it's a little to the side, so I just wrangle it back in, bring it to my chest, like, "You need work on that," you know, just like toss the ball back to them and head back to the beach.
They look, they see you catch the ball, and they're like, they put their fingers up in the air like this, and they go, "Wicked sick."
Sure. Yep. Carry on.
Awesome.
All right, I'll make my way back to the fan boat, like just thinking like, yeah, like, all right. So it's like, okay, so Jorma wasn't like in prison, so like that's really the big thing for me. Like, there's some xenophobia going on, and Jorma just decided to swim back to shore, which, you know, okay, that's one way to handle it, I guess.
All right, cool. So Pep, you want to work on this fan boat. Are you just kind of looking to see what's up, what's wrong?
We know there's a big bite out of the side, right?
You remembered. That's good. That's excellent. I love that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go with, we just need to patch like the side and make it seaworthy, bayworthy again.
So it's above the water line. It's above the water line, right?
It's above the water, like, yeah. It's above the water line, but it would, like, you could
on water.
It. Yeah, you could fix it if you so chose. You could also drive the fan boat. There's, you know, do what you want.
Are there materials nearby enough to repair it?
Yeah, not good materials, but there are materials. If you want to look for something, see what you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, do perception plus repair, difficulty one.
Could I also try to scavenge since I'm working my way back down the beach, just sort of looking for drift and stuff?
Okay. Same roll.
Yeah, Hazel's going to try and scavenge some material also. She can go the other direction up the beach.
Yep, sure. Perception. You got the roll.
So I got... two successes with a two, and also this most recent level, I took Scrapper as a perk.
Ooh. What does that do?
I got no successes on my roll.
So Scrapper, when you scrap an item, you can salvage uncommon component materials as well as common ones. So with the hopes that I know that I'm salvaging the beach.
Yeah, you're like,
you get some nicer parts than we were.
Yeah, that's the hope. Like, you know, if it, instead of like really rotten driftwood, maybe there's a treated 2x4. You know, like just
yeah. What about Hazel?
I failed miserably. I didn't find anything.
Lonnie, you managed to grab a propeller that you find on the beach. It's a propeller from a vertibird. It's not all the spokes, but it's just that big spoke of the metal shooting off. It's not the big
centerpiece. Like one of the props.
Yeah, one of the props. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Big props to you.
That's terrible.
I'll try grabbing it from the center. I'm not entirely sure how heavy it is. I've got strength 6, so I feel like I could lift something decent, but I also don't want to damage it. So once I pick it up, I may be like, "Hey, Pep, let's put your armor to the test."
Let's do this.
All right, go ahead and roll strength plus. Strength plus repair for difficulty 0, Pep.
One success with the tag, so I'm good.
You grab this piece, this giant propeller, and you have a handle of it. What are you gonna do?
Well, I'm gonna rend it from whatever's holding it.
You when you pull it up, there's a big crab that's like held on to the end of it, and then it sees you and kind of looks, you know, with its little face, and then scurries back into the river.
Oh, adorable.
Adorable.
All right, I'm going to take this propeller and bring it all on over to the fan boat. And is it such that, like, obviously, okay, it's metal, we should be welding it as like, but that's a little bit more involved. Is it such where we can maybe bend the propeller into the right shape and kind of just jam it into the space to make it a temporary fix?
Yeah, I'll let you try that. Do strength plus repair difficulty one. So you managed to, with the assistance of Lonnie, you've got the real force of it, Pep, though. You managed to bend this propeller around the boat to kind of make and patch that hole. It's not obviously the best, for what you have, but it is definitely seaworthy, and it's not going to cause you that much of a trouble for local trips.
All right, then let's hit the open sea.
Wait. Should we christen it? We did technically just get a fan boat, even if we don't get to keep it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really ours. Like, is that bad luck? I feel like that's maritime bad luck.
Well, piracy is a grand tradition in New Orleans, so, I
did steal a power armor.
Yes, you absolutely did.
For pirates.
Sorry, we borrowed it with no intention of giving it back.
He hopped out of it. He left it, technically.
And technically is the best kind of right.
Plausible deniability, there's a lot to be said for it.
Sounds like I missed a lot in that room, and maybe that's for the best.
If you went back and you read the transcripts, I told him to get back in it, and he didn't do that.
We've got what we've got here, I guess. Like, just...
Oh yeah, someone did grab the mini nukes, right? We've got all the gear?
Yeah, you've got all the gear.
So those are basically in a basket, like a Longaberger wicker type thing, or are they?
Yeah, my dude, you describe it like that. That's what it's going in. It's going in a Longaberger basket. Yes, sir. You've got 10 mini nukes in a Longaberger basket. Yes, correct.
Just like bits of fruit, like we're going on a picnic.
Well, I see lots of fruit, so.
All right, so when we get to the city, you just kind of lay down on top of those so nobody sees them, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want me to lay on some nuclear armaments? Come on, guys, I'm not doing sure, that.
Yeah.
Well, the radiation's not going
to be. We need somebody to cover them up, and you don't have them. I mean, with the peg leg, you just don't have the mobility anymore. So if you really want to contribute, this is the best way.
Are you in the band or are you not, Snick?
Okay. Roll a charisma plus speech difficulty one, I think, for you, Pep.
Okay.
Because he wants to be in the band.
The band of not Brotherhood of Steel.
That's a hard 0-0 on that roll.
Snick kind of looks at you and says, "What do you, I started the band. There was this band. They didn't get off the ground. They were called the Rolling Stones back in the day. And they had this lead guy. His name is Mick Jagger. I'm the Mick Jagger of I was so entrenched in music back in my day. Like, you guys don't even have it close. I am the band.
Nick. You are, and we need you to be the leader, and the leader would lay down on that pile of mini nukes. That's what.
How about
not even saying
Michael
we're
Jagger?
Not even saying
would do.
You need to lay down on the entire trip. It's just when we get to the city, somebody has to.
All right, roll a charisma plus speech difficulty one, Clark.
One success.
Yeah, one success. Great. Snake kind of looks at you and says. Snick looks at you and says, I mean, I guess I could, just sit on it for just a minute. It wouldn't hurt me, right, Lonnie? Like, it wouldn't hurt me to sit on a mini. You're a Brotherhood of Steel, right? It wouldn't hurt me, right?
No, out of everyone on this boat, you're the only one it wouldn't hurt, as a matter of fact.
What are you trying to say about me, Lonnie? My feelings would be hurt if one of them exploded on me,
No, I mean, it's just, now if it exploded, they're nobody's friend. But like, skin to skin contact right now, like you're safe.
Why do you have to see it like that? Skin to skin contact. That's just a weird way to see. I'm not even still, putting any skin on that. I'm putting my covered ass on it. That's a weird way to say that.
Lonnie, can I pop in here?
Please.
So, Snick, buddy.
Yeah.
Pal. You may have noticed that you're a couple hundred years old. And you've managed this feat because you have become a ghoul. And as a ghoul, you are immune to radiation. Actually, radiation heals you. So if you're thinking about it, being close to something irradiated would make you feel better. Not just that, if you're on top of this basket, it gets you higher and further away from the waterline where there's still gator claws. And we know they have a taste for a little something snick.
See, we're offering you like a spa treatment right now, practically. I mean,
okay. I can't argue with Hazel there. I mean, you know, I can't argue that much. And Snick actually gets up and kind of like clambers over to the mini nudes and sits on top of it. And he looks at you and says, what do you think would happen if I, you know, farted on this? What do you think that would that like ignite something? I just want to,
I think it smell pretty rancid. So.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Yeah. All right. Sure. Mm-hmm. Snake's sitting on the mini nukes that are in the fan boat. Who's like driving this thing?
Pep's the driver, right?
Okay.
I'll try.
So where are you going? Are you going back towards the city?
Yeah, United, we'll go to the hotel.
Yep. Do charisma plus piloting difficulty zero. I've been wanting to do that for a while.
How much swagger are you piloting?
Yeah.
Are you Vin Diesel or are you Andy Samberg in that Daredevil movie?
How good do you look?
Let's see. Okay. Tag skill, so charisma, charisma 5, piloting 3. I got a success, so it's a tag skill, so 2 successes.
There you go.
You actually rolled a 1, so that was a crit.
Ooh.
Nice.
So I am Vin Dieseling this.
He's driving with one hand.
Like, you've got your power armor? You kick the. How do you drive this fan boat, Pep? Explain to me this like situation you've got.
All right. So knowing how a fan boat works, there's like the pilot seat in back. The Pep can't sit in that pilot seat because power armor is too big. So he's gonna be standing, like maybe with like kind of one leg kind of up on the side, kind of jauntily, a little Captain Morgan style, like with one arm, you know, with the steering throttle switch. And maybe he's just kind of like hand on his hip, and he's doing a little bit of a head bop as he's going. Maybe even starts to sing. Maybe even starts to sing a little bit as we cruise. Although, you know, it's a fan boat. It's going to be pretty loud, so might not be able to hear the rockin' songs he's singing as he's cruising that boat through the water.
I love it. All right, so...
Born on the Bayou. He's singing Born on the Bayou.
Nice. That's yes. Classy.
Correct. He was. you all arrive at Old New Orleans. Kind of. You're like closer to Bourbon Street, which is where Snick's Hotel is. You're kind of like down there on that waterfront. If you are familiar with New Orleans, you'd probably be near Jackson Square, which is a few blocks away. Snick. Is kind of sitting there. He's like, I don't know how I'm supposed to lead you to the hotel if I'm sitting here on the mini nukes, you know.
Well, Snick, the next part of this plan is, you're going to carry them in front of you as if they were your baby, and we're gonna put just like a little covering over top, and we'll just tell everybody that this is your child, and we need to get it back to the hotel quickly. Okay?
But Clark, there's 10 of them.
Didn't we have a baby at some point?
We had a baby at some point. We lost the baby.
fine. We'll call it a little Junior. Litter of Snicks.
It's lunch. Lunch. Who's going to look inside of it? It's in a basket.
It's a big lunch.
There's five people.
Five of us.
That's true.
Tell them tell them they're Mylar cakes. That'll work.
Oh.
Nobody will ever see through that, and nobody wants to get too close to those bad boys until they're cooked anyway.
Lonnie, do you think anybody's actually going to care if we're just walking around with nuclear armaments?
I don't know if anyone will give a shit, really.
Okay.
Well, if anybody cared, it'd probably be the Brotherhood, so I think we're probably good.
Yeah, I think we're in the clear. Like, I mean, as long as we're probably not, like, waltzing in a preservation hall with one of these, or, you know.
Just don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
Okay, can we move not suspiciously to the hotel? And I would love it. I would love it if our GM would make us roll for how not suspiciously.
Yeah, you're gonna roll stealth.
Go,
you doofus.
Not casual. It'll be fine.
Everyone, please just roll a agility plus stealth. Actually, make it a difficulty two.
Well, I got two successes, but I also got a 20.
Okay.
I got two by rolling a one, so I crit success.
Holy crap!
Pep crit success. Well, Clark got two success.
Yeah. So Hazel just
Hazel's not
like tripped and.
Well, no. I succeeded, but I also got a complication. I put my foot in gum or something.
You all look so inconspicuous as you go down the street. Like, there are bands playing. There's like. You know, people tend into the different like farm stands up in the second. Like, people are busy. They don't notice anything. You see some preservationist guards kind of look at you, and at this point when they look at you, Snake's like, oh no, I get, you know what happens when I get nervous, and Snake farts, and at that point, everyone can smell that. And enjoy that special complication. But you all manage. Snick kind of points you in the direction. You all manage to get back to the hotel, Ragsford, which is where Snick is at. And I have a description of that, which I will not pull up. It's actually the storefront for the Carousel Bar. You recognize it as that location. Snick enters the lobby and is kind of like having – who's, I guess, rolling Snick. Somebody's rolling Snick somewhere. It's probably Pep or somebody, right?
Yeah. It would make sense for Pep to be, you know.
All head back towards the elevator and all kind of get in. And it is a tight fit for 10 mini nukes. A guy in power armor, and four others plus diving suits, just kind of getting in there.
Not suspicious.
Not suspicious. Not very comfortable. But you manage to make it up to the room. The elevator dings, and Snick hobbles down the hall and opens up the door to a small hotel room with a twin size bed. It has a couch and an office chair. There's a desk in the corner. There's a broken ceiling lamp that Snick flicks on as he enters the door.
Penthouse.
Oh yeah, this is the best. This is the best room. I always get this room whenever I come here. They know me on the thing. They book me here. It's quite the room, if I might say so myself.
You know, no, so honestly, the rest of your band, where do they, where were they going to be pulled up at?
The rest of my band, they may not have needed a bed. You know what I mean?
Right, but the privacy, right? Like, you just, sometimes you need a little space, not, be on top of each other in the same room.
I mean, Meyer Lurks don't really need beds.
That's a wonderful observation, but last I checked, we nor any of your previous bandmates were Meyer Lurks.
Oh, I mean, yeah, the my previous bandmates.
Yeah, them.
Yeah, they were Meyer Lurks.
So the horn dogs were Meyer Lurks? Did they all just play the castanets? What did they play?
I bought some tubas from a guy down the street, and I put one in front of it. So you remember about the singing snake, right? And you know about, like, I thought I could do the same, you know, for Meyer Lurks and get like a drum or something, but they didn't have any drums, you know, because they're using them for, I don't know, whatever. But they only had tubas, and so I went and got a tuba, and they just banged on the tuba. And I thought horn dogs is a really funny name, and I was gonna get them little dog ears, but then I wanted to get myself a pirate. It was a whole thing. And frankly, I mean, I don't really like bringing up my past that much about my previous bandmates and the trials and tribulations I had with them. So it would really do me a solid if you guys just wouldn't mention it.
What, okay. That your previous band was the Crustaceans or maybe the Rock Lobsters? How about the Fiddler Crabs?
Hazel, I'm gonna run a promotion up the chain. The chain's me, but you're gonna be the head of PR. I tell you what, I'm gonna have you making so many posters for me. I mean, that's hilarious. That's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
Listen here, Shrimp.
Well, right. Clark doesn't share the same reaction to everybody else when they walk into the small room. He's actually pretty excited. He didn't really expect a full penthouse, but it's much more than he expected Snick would have. And he's actually really looking forward to it. He's out on the trail a lot of times, and there's no beds out on the trail. It's just sleeping on the ground. So the fact that there's even a room that they'll be able to sleep in tonight, he's actually pretty excited about it. He'll start getting comfy a little bit.
Yeah, I think Lonnie's going to be the same way. I think Lonnie's a little bit let down because the lead up seemed pretty extravagant, but Lonnie's probably had to share similar rooms with as many people. So probably just scouting out a corner and trying to figure out, like, can I lay all the way down or am I going to be sitting up tonight? Like, what's the situation? But maybe, boots off, dump any excess water that might be stuck in those and just go ahead and see, like, if I can set up like a prop for my head and just sort of lay down, because I figured the temperature's probably okay.
Yeah, Hazel will deal, but she wasn't anticipating spending the evening recovering from a bout of drinking and a hangover in a space that smells a little like an old Red Lobster. She'll deal with it.
Snick looks at the group and says, well, I got the twin bed here, so who's bunking with me?
You know, they call him twin, but
who's going to be my twin, Lonnie Haybear? Is it you? Are you going to be my twin?
I'm just saying, like, they call him a twin, but I'm not sure why they call him a twin. There, it's really a single type situation. You know, the floor is great. You know, it's good for my back.
Oh, Mayor. Mr. Mayor, what are you saying? What are you saying, Mr. Mayor? Mr. Mayor, you should definitely take the bed, Mr. Mayor. I mean, you are a mayor. It just wouldn't be right for you to sleep on the floor. Plus, you just got the promotion. I think you should share the bed tonight. I mean, really live it up.
I think you've earned it, Mayor.
I appreciate the sentiment, but I believe that, you know, I would never, you know, expect you to do something that I wouldn't be willing to do myself. So it'll be the floor for me this evening. Do the thing where, like, when Snick's not looking, I'm just going to, like, put my, like, shut the fuck up, God.
Oh, don't be bashful, Lonnie.
Hazel's going to take her cape and a length of rope and make herself a hammock if she can find something to hang it off of for her to sleep in.
Yeah, let's do intelligence plus survival for a difficulty one.
I have a survival as a tag skill and I got a 2. But I also got an 18, so I got at least one success, so I should be good with that.
Great. So with the hammock, the bed, and the couch, those people who sleep in the hammock, bed, or couch have the ability to get the bonus roll for recovery.
Hell yeah.
From long-term rest, by the way. Aside from how you feel about the glorious snick.
Pep's going to try to sleep standing up in the power armor.
He's
not going to leave it.
Of course he is.
Fairy can just kind of go limp and fall asleep.
I'm just kind of wondering, like, if there's some neutral position, like some yoga pose that you can get the power armor into that just sort of feels like a recliner.
I bet you can do that, like, what is that called? Like, horse squat? No, like, where not you sure. Put your back up against the wall and you kind of squat down a bit.
I'm thinking, like, if you can get, like, elbows, butt, and feet, like, on contact with the ground. And, like, kind of get, like, this recliner-type motion. You might be able to, because, I mean, you're just in this nice, snug, supportive hug.
Right.
While Pep and Lonnie are having this conversation, Clark has made his way over to the couch and has made himself very comfortable.
Cool. All right. So you all go to sleep, and it is a deep sleep. And in the morning, you hear the door bust open as Snick walks in and is saying, "Yo-ho, yo-ho, up here, it's late for me." And he sits and hands everybody a Nuka-Cola and said, "Oh yeah, guys, after a long one night, I mean, I gotta get all my friends a drink for that."
By the way, as soon as he caved in the door, as soon as he knocked in the door, like above the hammock, like one hand with a throwing knife in it, just poised, like out of a deep sleep, just ready to let that sucker fly. But you can't see the rest of her. All you see is the arm and the throwing knife. Very dangerous nerd.
As Snick goes to set the Nuka-Cola beside Hazel, he says, "No, watch out for whatever you got there. I don't want to be my sushi roll for tomorrow, if you know what I mean. I already dumped some Mire Lurks back in the day. I don't want to go for another snack on the menu."
I would kill multiple people for a cup of coffee, but I guess this will do.
Yeah, that's nice. So Snick sits down. He says, "All right, guys, as the leader of the band, what's the plan?"
Lonnie?
Oh, yeah, let me get the sleep out of my eyes here real quick. We have an exclusive appointment at the museum warehouse, do we not?
Yeah, well, by appointment, you mean we need to speak
about it. Appointment, right?
Right, right. Well, you know what they say. Everything in New Orleans is a good idea. Unless you die, of course.
Okay. I'm not sure I've heard that one, but I'll take your word on it.
Oh, I like that. I like that saying, but, you know, I'm immortal, so, I mean, unless somebody, you know, chops my head off, which I'm not putting past anybody, but I wouldn't necessarily like that too much.
Pep looks over at Clark and his sword.
Clark will give a little chuckle. We'll make a chuckle.
You know, as band leader, I gotta veto this idea. I think we need more shows under our barrel before we, take the show on the road. I mean, I'd really like to move us out. Go down to Reno. That's kind of my next stop. Is thinking about that. What's over there? But we need to really practice up our chops. I mean, where we're not puking on the stage is one thing we gotta work on.
Lonnie, how do we get to the museum?
So that's the fan boat. Jorma, I think, was going to be taking us there. We would be taking our instruments for a exclusive tutoring and music lesson there at the warehouse. So believe it or not, Snick, this lines up quite well with your plans. We're taking our instruments there, and we will probably be using them.
Oh, I was just going to ignore this guy, but okay.
I mean,
I don't really have an. The only problem is I don't have an instrument.
Oh, I mean,
so all this band talk. I don't know where you guys are going with that, but
oh, let me show you. I'll
let me tell you about this lady I saw one time. Right, she had a saw and she had a bowl and she would move it through the saw. And then it would make the sound that go woo 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 woo. And let me tell you, it was one of the craziest. I mean, maybe the second craziest thing next to the singing snake, you know. One of the craziest things. So we could work on that for you, Clark.
Hey, wait. Hazel has an idea. Do you have a tin can and a piece?
Oh, yeah.
Bread? All right. So Hazel's going to take the tin can and a piece of twine. And she's actually going to, she's not taking the sword from Clark, she knows better, but she's going to put her hand over his hand and take the tip of the sword and drive it into the tin can and then tie the thread through a hole in the tin can and up to the top of the sword. So now she has it's a one string tin can. It's like they usually make them out of a great big basin. Mm-hmm. But you can make it with just a small tin can. I can't remember what they're called. But basically you strum it and the sound comes down through the can and it's a musical instrument.
Now, so Hazel has helped Clark enough at this point, patching him up and things like that. But he's going to let you go through these motions.
Yeah.
But by the time that you finish, he's just completely dumbfounded by what you're trying to do. And he'll look you dead in the face and ask, really? I really have to do this? You guys are really going to make me... really going to have me entertain this guy's delusions about this band idea?
Well, we're...
Really?
And Hazel's going to go, well, I'm not going to make you do anything, but... you better than anybody should know a cover story is always useful.
It's a pretty good cover story, Clark.
I would like to pluck the string. Can I?
Yeah.
I would like to pluck the string, and I want to hear. I hope I fail this roll.
Charisma plus melee weapons, difficulty one, please.
Why do I have good stats for that?
You know, since he's making an honest effort, I'd like to assist with the...
You gonna pluck a string too? Then sure, yeah.
Get behind him like in Ghost, and just
one. Yeah, whatever.
Success. I mean,
whatever you want
to
do, man.
Guys, I found out what it's called. It's called a canjo.
A canjo.
It's like a banjo. If you Google canjo, they'll come up. They exist.
Sure, you get the success. Yeah. So you grab your canjo. What are you doing? What are you trying to? How do you play your canjo?
I don't know what the motion exactly would be, but the most sarcastic possible way he could go about plucking the string, and with the I guess he just kind of pulls it really far out. And just lets one pluck go.
So you do that, and it kind of makes it reverbs back and forth, and makes a little sound. And says, "Oh yeah, a few more days of practice, you'll be better than that Mirelurk with the tuba."
Oh my god,
it's a good goal. It's a good goal to have, Clark.
Well, Snick, I think you probably need to rest up with the new. Attachment there.
You're on bed rest, aren't you, Snick?
Yep.
Yeah, didn't Knight Roger say that, Snick, you needed to rest on that leg?
Yeah, what the hell are you doing up and down getting this Nuka-Colas? I appreciate it, but you need your rest, and we need to practice. So You rest up, buddy.
I'm a great teacher, you know. I just don't want to leave you guys in the lurch.
Right. Well, you know, it's we got this far without you, buddy. What we need are the basics.
We didn't get this far.
You know, we need the basics before we get into the intermediary and the advanced stuff. And what you need to do most importantly is rest. So you take a load off. Don't worry about us. We'll be back, okay?
Charisma plus speech, difficulty one.
I mean, that wasn't lying, but okay.
He wants to go. The character wants to go. I don't want the character to go, but he definitely would.
That's a crit failure. Roll to 20.
Yes. He's like, oh, you know what? I have some beginner books that I can show. You know, I'm an accredited teacher of various instruments and trailing things. You know, like I can go down there. I love the guys at the museum. I mean, I've never been there, but I know that they absolutely love me. So I'll just go. I'm fine. I can go with you.
I have to tie you to the bed for your own good, I will, because I love you. Okay, that's because I want what's best for you. I don't want you to open up these wounds, because we can't just go over the Brotherhood of Steel and use the auto dock anytime you've messed up your leg, okay?
What do you mean you're a knight of the Brotherhood?
Right, that's a trip, right? Like, we've got to baby that thing. It needs to heal properly, okay?
Clark is still plucking sarcastically.
Right, and
as the conversation goes, slightly more aggressive each plot.
And if we have to tie you down, I will allow my compatriots to do that, okay? For your own good. You need to rest and to heal.
Pep puts a hand on Snick's shoulder and lets the weight of the armor really be felt by Snick. So he knows what choice he should make.
Strength plus charisma, difficulty one for Pat Hackett.
Strength and charisma.
God damn it. Strength plus speech. You know that's what I mean, and I don't say it, and you all shouldn't know what I mean, but that's what I mean.
Oh, God. no successes on that.
Hey, why is that? Why are you touching me like that, Pep? Come on, buddy. I mean, here's the thing. You can just carry me around. I mean, you know, I'm supposed to rest, like Lonnie said, and you got the capacity. Look at you. You got a brand new suit of power armor.
Boy, I am not Master Blastering Snick around.
All right. All right. This looks like a job for Hazel. All right. So Hazel's going to come over and go, okay. So Snick, I didn't want to say anything. I really didn't want to panic you. I know a little bit about some of the creatures around here, including, if you remember, that we almost got eaten by a gator claw. Well, something you don't know about gator claws, once they get a taste for somebody, they have the tendency to want more if they liked it. So there might be a gator claw out there right now looking for the rest of Snick right now. I mean, I remember there was an old story I heard when I was a kid. There was a gator claw that actually had eaten a clock, and he kept following around this pirate. And every time he got close, you could hear it going tick, tick, tick. So he knew to run away from it, and it did eventually get him. But the thing is, right now, he's got your scent. He's got a taste for you. You're going to have to give him a couple days to go find somebody else to eat, or else we're not going to be able to carry you fast enough to keep you away from him. It is in your best interest to stay here for now, because we really don't want you to turn into a gator claw shish kebab.
When Hazel gets to the tick, tick, tick part, Clark will pick up on that and start doing tick.
Hazel, do charisma plus survival for a difficulty of one. Clark, you're assisting. You'll do charisma plus survival and just roll 1d20.
Ha-ha! I actually critted that.
That is... Yes. Yes.
I got an empty also, but I hit a
that's
one.
That's great. The color of Snick's face is traditionally kind of greenish reddish. It is that ghoulish face. You've never seen a ghoul face lose its color. There's not a lot of there's not a lot of blood pumping there, but it does. And Snick looks at you all, and for the first time, Snick does not say a word. And gets up, goes to the bed, gets in it, and holds his knees.
Oh, I feel a little bad now. Okay, so...
All right, Hazel, rest well, buddy. We'll be back.
So Hazel is going to get down her cloak, which she was using as her wait place to sleep last night, and put it around her shoulders, and she's going to walk over. She's going to take the Nuka-Cola that Snick brought and put it next to his bed, and she's going to take one of the filthy sort of like blankets, whatever, that have been sort of kicked off to the side, and she's going to partially cover him up and go, it's all right. Give it a couple days. You'll be fine, and he'll forget all about you. They have very small brains. He won't remember you that long as long as he doesn't get another taste of you, okay? So just stay here. You'll be safe.
Do a charisma plus speech difficulty 4.
I failed it.
Okay. Snake doesn't say anything to you, and just kind of stares off into the distance.
I feel so bad. I don't know why. I just do.
So are you all going to leave?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm already... making my way out the door. I'm sure Lark is probably beating me out the door.
Before we go, Pep wants to see, there's a window in this room, right? Pep wants to look out the window, particularly to like what's kind of directly below our window at street level. Kind of high up we are.
You look down and you see Arturo's Weapons of Brass Destruction along with several other bars, including the Carousel Bar. You notice that there's a big warehouse kind of behind this castle-looking building. That's the only warehouse that you can see around the district of, like, things that are actively not destroyed or flooded. So you kind of have a layout of, like, of where to get to the nearest, not necessarily, you don't know, but it's, like, the nearest warehouse near you, as well as the bars and the shops on Bourbon Street.
What's kind of directly below the window?
Okay. Directly below the window.
Like, are there people like milling around? Is it water? Is it sidewalk?
It's early morning, and God, I know what you're gonna do. There's nothing down
there. The window's too small. The window's too small.
There's nothing down. The window is the size that it is, but there's nothing below us in the street. No, nobody's out. It's early in the morning.
Pep turns around to the crew and says, "I'll see you guys downstairs." Oh, jumps out that window.
What kind of roll do I want to have you make for this? I'm going to have you do charisma plus...
demolition?
Charisma plus athletics. Difficulty 0.
Got an elevator. Why did he...
Don't fail this. If you fail this, you die.
Because
I got one success.
Describe to me this situation of how you're... of this like Iron Man-esque moment.
What floor are we on?
You're up there. You're probably 15 stories above the street.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, my God.
First, it's going to be, like, the wide-armed, like, leap. And then he's going to tuck. And then he's going to do his Superman landing. Like, boom. What, like, one knee, like, one arm down, boom.
When you land, the pavement caves around your legs slightly, and it leaves an indent there. And you see a guy sitting across the street with two casts on his shoulder, and he looks at you, and he's looking at his newspaper, and you see a mouth. Fucking Brotherhood of Steel. Goes back to his paper.
That's not Arturo, is it? It's not Arturo?
It's Arturo, yeah.
Oh, it is Arturo.
Yeah.
Tune in next time on Rad Rolls.
Hey everybody, this is Michael Tanner. You know me as Pep Hackett here on the show. Some of you might know that I'm actually also a comic book writer. I've written a new comic book. It's on Kickstarter right now. It has nothing to do with Fallout, but it's a sci-fi pro wrestling story, and I think you're going to love it. It's really great, and we're going to play the trailer for you right now.
Overcast Comics presents Michael Tanner's Battle Grapple Rebel.
You got me bad now!
A galactic pro wrestler struggles to find his place between the ropes and the realities of galactic politics.
You come face to face with my face!
Let's get ready to battle!
Well, I have goosebumps. I don't know about you. That's Battle Grapple Rebel. It's on Kickstarter right now through the first week of May. If you ever wondered what pro wrestling would be like in something like the Star Wars universe, this is the book for you. Check it out. Again, Battle Grapple Rebel on Kickstarter now.